I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. President Trump pulls the curtain on the arts in Marin. San Jose is considering a homeless removal police squad. Ranchers at Point Reyes are pushing to get back their land, and 2 tons of garbage are pulled from Richardson Bay. Over the weekend, the Marin Shakespeare Company learned that its National Endowment for the Arts grant has been terminated by the Trump administration. That's along with funding for several other Bay Area arts organizations. The notice from the NEA cited a shift in priorities to support projects celebrating the 250th anniversary of American independence. The theater's managing director, Leslie Currier, criticized the move as political propaganda. She said in a statement, authoritarian regimes have historically used the arts to control public thought. The canceled grants include $20,000 for a theatrical interpretation of Cinderella Liberator by acclaimed author Rebecca Sarnlett. Also cut was money for a drama therapy program for formerly incarcerated individuals. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan has detailed his Responsibility to Shelter plan. It would allow police to arrest or hospitalize homeless people who refuse shelter offers 3 times within 18 months. The proposal involves a special police unit that would focus on large encampments. It would direct individuals to rehabilitation centers without jail or judicial approval. Mahan said the intent is compassionate and his city is working to add 1,400 new shelter beds. Advocates like the Sacred Heart Community Service argue the plan criminalizes homelessness. There were over 6,000 homeless residents counted in San Jose in 2023. Last June, the U.S. Supreme Court reversed a ruling saying it was unconstitutional to punish someone for sleeping in a public place if there was nowhere else for them to go. Governor Gavin Newsom then issued an executive order encouraging state and local governments to clear encampments. Mayor Mahan's new policy is slated for discussion in Monday's City Council budget hearings. Back in January, a landmark settlement between environmental groups and the National Park Service aimed to phase out 80% of cattle operations at Point Reyes National Seashore. Conservationists hailed it as a win against an environmentally damaging industry. Ranchers saw it as a loss. Now, with Trump's re-election, ranching advocates hope federal agencies will reverse the settlement. The agreement involved a multi-million dollar payout to ranch owners in exchange for vacating their leases. Agricultural workers were not included in the payout, and the workers are now suing the deal's architects, the National Park Service, the Department of Interior, and the Nature Conservancy. The Trump administration is also exploring the use of federal lands for affordable housing, so the workers' lawyers are arguing that a return to ranching would support that mission because it brings housing to low-income workers in Point Reyes. Republican Congressman Bruce Westerman launched a formal investigation into the deal in April. The Department of Interior and the National Park Service have not filed responses. Shopping carts, an electric foot massager, outboard motors, and a floor lamp were among the 2 tons of debris pulled from Richardson Bay last week. The shallow 700-acre waterway in southern Marin is part of an eelgrass protection zone. The cleanup was part of a $2.8 million EPA grant to restore 15 acres of eelgrass over 4 years. Eelgrass supports migratory fish, reduces storm erosion, and is a crucial part of the food chain for harbor porpoises and sea lions. The cleanup, coordinated by the Richardson Bay Regional Agency, included 300 acres where they say anchored boats have damaged the bay floor. In 2022, there were more than 100 residential vessels in the area. They were required to leave by 2026, and the Marin Housing Authority promised them long-term housing vouchers. Last week, the agency said 13 boats remain on the water, and the occupants from 8 of those will be moved into housing this summer. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.